So I have some questions from Dan
sure.
Harmon at Radio Crystal Blue.
Okay.
He asks, you appear to be from a strongly creative family. Your sister is an author with books on crafting. Crafting?
Yeah.
Really?
She's doing really well. She just did like a huge book tour. She travels like more than I do now.
And what's her, what type of crafting?
She, like paper and stuff. Like her new book is called Paper Made Your Way. And it's just like all these projects you can do with just like regular paper. She's a very cool chick. She's really cool.
What's her name?
Yeah. Kate Terry.
Kate Terry.
With a Y. K-A-Y-T-E. She has a blog called thisisloveforever.com.
That's very
cool. She's a really cool girl. Yeah.
Very cool.
So we help each other out. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're, I mean, that's the creative, thing comes through for both, for both of you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where do you find your time to write and compose with this whirlwind of activity and promotion?
That's a really good question. But I think, you really have to, or else, am I still in the
film? Nope, you're good. We're here.
Am I still good?
Here,
okay. I'm like chilling now.
You should. Just minutes off the stage.
I got the Vernado on me. It's a little, it's a little hot in New York City right now. But I think you have to find the time because you can email and do social media all day long. Which is really obviously so important, but you know, and I've embraced that. But if I don't make time to create, then I'll go crazy.
That's right. Totally.
So I started writing again.
So you basically you need to force the time, right?
Yeah.
Schedule the time.
Yeah. Or just shut the computer down. Like, you know, do a certain amount of work. Maybe do 3 hours of work, and then you know maybe go to the gym. Maybe write. You know, I'm lucky enough now that I get to do this full time, which really helps. I don't have a day job. But I know that if I stop working and I stop booking gigs, I will have
a
day job.
You will have a day job. So it's motivational.
Yeah,
it's very motivational.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you utilize the services of Pledge Music, and I'm going to be interviewing Benji.
Yeah.
He'll be here soon.
Will he really?
And we'll talk about...
I've never met him in person.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Those cats.
You funded your album with Pledge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone take you up on your biggest exclusive...
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us what it was.
Two people did. It was like a house concert, like, slash co-write. But it was really kind of like design your own, like... you know, big, you know, Pledge. So it included a house concert, but one person didn't want that, so my wife's a photographer, so we sent them, like, 6-frame prints, and I sent them a bunch of stuff. And then another guy wanted to, like, co-write a song and record it and have a house concert, so I did that. So it was pretty flexible, you know?
Cool.
And these people made the record happen. Without them, I would have been screwed. So I pretty much did whatever they wanted.
Whatever you want, I'm just doing it. Whatever you want.
Pretty much, like anything in my power, I did. You know.
Nice. How did you choose Nielsen Hubbard for your producer? How did that come about?
Nielsen's man, I just love. I love his work with Kim Ritchie and Matthew Fairman Jones and my buddy Ben Glover out in Ireland, who's a brilliant artist.
Yeah.
And then I just met, Neil, and we just had coffee in Nashville, and I just loved him, and I was like, this is the guy. And I still feel that way.
Yeah, it's nice when you can go through a whole project and still have the...
Oh, we just had a blast, you know, and all the players, like, I just loved his players, and just a really professional, goofy group of people, you know, which is who I like to work with. You know, which is kind of what we got down there too.
There's a whole lot of group going on.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna hand the Ustream back over to Shannon. She's gonna go down for the next show, and you and I are gonna continue our questions.
Great.
There you go.
Fun.
All right, everyone.
So it's crazy up in here. For those of you listening to Dan Harmon,
are you still streaming?
You and I are recording here for Dan Harmon, and then the streaming was happening. So there's actually two interviews happening at once.
Awesome, okay.
So bear with us for those of you listening in at Radio Crystal Blue. Jesse Terry is here with me. I'm Ariel from Ariel Publicity and Cyber PR. How is the reaction from your fans to your new songs? How's it going?
Great. I think much better. I love my first record, and people still buy the first record. Sold out of it. But the new record, seems to resonate more with people, I think maybe because I wrote it all by myself. And it's just, it's a very, very personal, you know, not that every record will be like that, but I mean, I, you know, in the last couple of years, I got married and I started touring full time. It was a really huge time in my life. So I was able to, like, I actually had a lot of cool stories. You know, my wife's from New Zealand and I brought her back here. So I just had, like, an abundance of material,
nice.
You know.
That's
so
very cool.
So they've really resonated with it, and I think it's done better than anything I've ever had.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I think what happens to a lot of artists is you spend ostensibly your whole creative life creating your first album.
Yeah.
And then you
yeah.
see that, I guess I used to call it the sophomore slump, or like,
yeah.
you know, this, the second album just is not so,
yeah.
or the ones that come up and up, it's
yeah.
never like the first time. So it's,
right.
it's amazing when your fans stay with
yeah,
the plot.
Yeah, totally,
you know?
Totally.
Share your experience performing at the Acoustic Long Island Festival a few days ago.
That was amazing. I mean, I did the Acoustic Long Island podcast maybe 2 months back, like the whole show, and I just loved it. One of my favorite venues and shows I've ever done, and, you know, top-notch live recording, and I just really, the guy who runs that, David Dirks, and I just became buddies, and opening was just a great honor. You know, there was a lot of great, Barnaby Bright was playing.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful act, and Ernie Halter.
Ernie Halter is amazing.
Yeah, love him.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, so it was just great. I mean, so I just played a few songs, and the rest of the day we just chilled out. My wife and I just chilled out on a blanket, so it was great, you
nice.
Know?
Nice.
I got my playing out of the way, and then I could just chill.
Cool.
Just like today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now you're free to do whatever you want.
Yeah, totally.
Hopefully there's some beer left, or
yeah,
we're not,
I
depending
hope
on
so.
How right.
I hope so. Yeah.
Not I'll go out and get some.
We'll see if Chris Hacker got to it.
Exactly. So you just said you've been on the road consistently pretty much it's like 2 years ish? A year?
I guess a little over 2 years. I had a publishing deal in Nashville right out of Berkeley. So, which was fun. It had its time, you know.
As they do.
I spent 5 years like pretty stationary, and you know, I played with my band there, wonderful band. But getting out on the road was something that I was probably scared of.
Yeah.
Because you know? It is very challenging.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is.
The fact that we were able to pull it off
is huge.
Was great, you know. And then I'm still able to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to Atlanta. And
it's like August.
Oh, very hot Atlanta.
Thinking?
I know. And I'm playing Eddie's Attic tomorrow, but then the next two nights I'm outdoors, like at like nature centers,
so
and
have
like
to
farms,
have
and like
Renato fans.
Oh, there's gonna be fans everywhere. I mean, it's gonna be blowing in the wind. Yeah, I mean, it's. But luckily, everyone's hot. You know?
That's true. So you're not
feel,
the only
you
one,
don't feel
right?
Like the sweaty weirdo.
The sweaty fool. just kidding. So any good road stories to wrap up this interview? Any funny ones? Any recent anything?
We've got so many. I mean, I think the one that always sticks out to us is that we were camping in when my wife and I were touring together, we were camping one night on the California coast, like very northern California. Mm-hmm. It was called Gold Bluffs Beach. It's the most breathtaking place to camp, I think, in the world, you know, or at least in America. I've never seen anything like it. But it's a high bear and mountain lion area, so like, we know that something was outside of our tent that was very, very big, you know, at 4 a.m. It was just my wife and my dog and me all huddled together, shaking and like terrified, and that was probably the scariest. That was probably the most scared we've ever been in my whole life. So we kind of like kept it chill for an hour, and then made a break for the car, threw out the tent, and we've been camping since, but not in heavy bear and mountain lion areas.
So you didn't actually see the thing.
We did. We saw the shadow because like the campfire was still going a little bit, so we saw this big shadow coming across. It was just terrifying, but like the most beautiful day, but you know, these beautiful places when it gets dark at night and there's bears and mountain lions out there, it's not quite as romantic.
No,
you know?
and they know that you have the food.
They do.
There's that.
Even if you put like, I mean, they have bear boxes, you know, and even if you put the stuff in the, I mean,
they know
anywhere
where the,
you
yeah.
camp, and there has to be a beer box, and you have to put your chapstick away. It's probably not a good idea.
Right.
At least, you know. I mean, I don't have a gun, so.
Thank God. You know, I think there's
yeah,
too many guns.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I'm not a gun guy. So, that was the last time we camped. But that, I mean, that's kind of the thing that stands out to me.
That's a good road
Although
story.
It was so beautiful, and I would never, you know, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Mm.
And we did see a grizzly bear in Yellowstone, but at least he was, you know. We were in the car.
Right. It's always nicer to see a bear when you're in the car.
Very nice, yeah.
So this is Ariel. Jesse, please tell us where we can find your music.
Oh, sure. JesseTerryMusic.com, and it's JesseTerry music.com.
This is Ariel sitting in for the lovely Dan Herman on Radio Crystal Blue.